Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you. hypnosis. Anybody coming through? She got you about hypnosis. She got the calls in you.
Bye. बेचैनी कहती थी रात दिन काश आप हमारे होते हो काश आप हमारे होते
अक्सर तन्हाई में इस दिल ने पुकारा था
ये सोच के हमने तो हर लम्हा गुजारा था
हर जाने जान
कहना था आपसे
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire. And you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Vive la solidarité entre le peuple. Vive la solidarité entre le peuple. Ivoirien, Burkinabé, Mauritanie, Sénégalais, Guinée, Ghanéen. Vive la solidarité entre le peuple. Mama
that's all I've left, you know. Why should I go? What should I see? No one to follow. Show me the difference between accomplishment. Far from your easy road, where did tomorrow go for me? Why should I care? Who should I be?
Travel the country through and through for honor and promotion. Oh, my shipmates, all, I bid you adieu. I may no longer go along with you. I'll travel the country through and through.
Sailor,
Plymouth town, and there were lots of men. While a pony steps onto one to court her for a beauty, I says, my dear, what do you choose? Says Ellen, a wine and a rum punch too. Sudden shows, have you trouble with the rambling sailor? And then I rose up with the dawn, just as the day was peeping. On tiptoe down the stairs I went, and I left my love sleeping. And if she waits until I call, she may lie there till the day of the doom. I'll call some other girl in the room, and I'll be the rambling sailor.
Feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Thank you. no quiero que me hablen de pena ni sentimiento. Yo quiero vivir mi vida alegre, feliz, contento. El día que yo me muera, no quiero llanto ni reza, que me lleven a mi casa.
They walked to the wall in their thousands, they came like a surge of the sea. They crossed the hard and barren earth where their olive groves used to be. They flew flags in freedom's colours, sang songs of victory. The wall carved through the landscape for as far as the eye could see. The wall towered over them, the wall barred their way. Above them an Apache hovered like a bird of prey. Some of them picked up stones and rocks and hurled them against the wall, and stood and watched in silence, as if waiting for it to fall. Uneasy in their watchtowers, uncertain what to do, the soldiers looked down on the swelling crowds and their nervousness grew. The brigadier phoned the general, who arrived in his APC. "There's trouble here," said the brigadier. Said the general, "Leave it to me." He climbed up into the watchtower. He spoke through a megaphone. "Go back now where you came from. This is a military zone. We want justice, we want freedom," they chanted in reply. "You won't find them here," said the general. "Don't you know they're in short supply? We want bread, justice, freedom," they sang out with one voice. "We are the third intifada, you give us no other choice. You turn our lives to rubble, you turn our hopes to dust, but you cannot break our resistance, for we know our cause is just." Said the general, "You've had your last warning. This is our land," they said. The soldiers' hands gripped their rifles, a gunship buzzed overhead. They said, "Do you think you can kill us all?" The general said, "Why not?" A woman screamed out to the heavens when they fired the first shot. The Minister of Propaganda alerted the BBC. "Terrorists tried to breach the fence and attack our troops," said she. "A hostile mob assembled where civilians aren't allowed, and gangs of armed militants hid themselves in the crowd. Of course, any civilian casualties are a matter of great regret, but we have the right to defend ourselves when our soldiers are under threat." The white flag the boy was waving was a white scarf stained blood red, and the vow he made was a promise that one day their blood would be shed. They gathered up their wounded, they gathered up their dead. "We will come again tomorrow. Your choice," the general said.
No one. check this out. This is Punjabi MC right now. I'm on the airwaves, 93.2 Sheffield Live.